Since 2007, the Community of the New Economy Initiative has been growing.
Community is the most important thing.
Community of your family, of your neighborhood, of your work community.
Community means to me a place where I feel like I belong and creating spaces so that other people feel like they belong as well.
The Vernoy Avenue of Fashion, people congregating, shopping, eating, talking, just being together.
Community is really a place where you feel loved. It's a place where you feel safe.
The Community of the New Economy Initiative is the people, the places, and the neighborhoods. Executive Director Pam Lewis and Assistant Director Don Jones explains the beginnings of NEI this way.
When the New Economy Initiative was started in the mid-2000s, Miriam Nolan and the folks, the leadership of the Community Foundation really put this together. And their idea was really audacious, which was how to diversify and strengthen the economy of Southeast Michigan.
It was during a time where Southeast Michigan has been this big single industry town of automotive. This was right before the automotive industry kind of imploded, and they were trying to figure out what could they do in addition to how philanthropy supports arts and education in place to kind of influence a thinking around how can we return the region back to its entrepreneurial roots.
That's where the New Economy Initiative started, and with a very significant amount of money, $100 million that was provided by 10 foundations, led by both national foundations and local foundations. And $100 million is a lot of money. But when you have an economy that does close to $800 billion a year, $100 million suddenly turns into a very small lever. And so we continue to sort of hone our work down further and say, how can you make the most amount of difference with this work? It was small business that we could make the most amount of difference in. And I think that we have made a difference in that area.
And the voices of the small business entrepreneurs who have been impacted by NEI are many. From Clement Fane Brown Jr. of 313 on the Livernois Avenue of Fashion.
It's more than a retail store. Because of my history, my relationships in the community, and the lens in which I view life, we're able to convene events and have other things besides selling items there that we can use to generate revenue or just attention.
To Mamba Hamisi of Baobab Fair, Burundi cuisine right on the corner of Grand Boulevard and Woodward Avenue.
This is what we want to be. We want people to come, to sit down, to chat, to know us, to know other people they are finding there, to talk to people.
Also legacy businesses like Brazelton Floral, which has decorated Detroit for over 75 years.
I believe in our city. We have survived our entrepreneurship within our own community. Will we do it again? Absolutely. There's a new generation doing it a new way, but guess what? They can do it. I'm proud of them. We've got some sharp, smart young people out there with great ideas.
The neighborhood strategy of the New Economy Initiative extends to the business support organizations with a community focus on small and local business development. James Fegan of Projects and People.
I started off as the outreach coordinator for NEI Ideas back in 2014. NEI being a service to me started right then. I had had a lifetime of just passion and wanting to see investment happen in neighborhoods like I grew up in, and seeing the gap between where the resources were and where the need was. And NEI Ideas gave me the chance to put that passion into action and professionalize it, which was special, but also to be a part of something so much bigger.
Amy Rencher of TechTown.
I will say also, as being part of this network professionally and personally, this has been some of the most challenging, rewarding work of my career. And I attribute that very much to the leadership of Pam Lewis and Don Jones in the time that I have been a part of this community.
David Broner with SCORE.
What NEI provided was the glue that said to me and other people who were trying to help in this community that we ought to stick together. So working apart doesn't work, but NEI encouraged us to know the other organizations that were helping in the same community.
Kathy Arrow of Accounting Aid.
And most of our clients, we're talking about the micro entrepreneurs, the small business community, mom and pop shops. Those are the ones we are really reaching out to help their business take off.
Don Jones and Pam Lewis of NEI explain.
You want to help build high growth companies. You want to build areas in the tech because those are job creators and those are wealth creators and such like that. But it's not doing that and not doing small business growth. You've got to do small business growth because that becomes the place where other businesses want to come to because they see this dynamic entrepreneurship and they see these dynamic small businesses and such like that.
We wouldn't still be around today if we hadn't have made that shift.
So whether it's through connecting, supporting, and funding, the community of the New Economy Initiative continues to grow.
Community brings to mind to me neighborhoods
where people of different backgrounds and life experiences are able to have their voice heard.
People who have a shared vision and values, who feel seen and heard, and are committed to one another.
Being a part of something bigger than yourself.
I think all of it is really a part of your village and makes up who you are.
Community is about the people that are there and how you help them become and become what they want to be and you being part of that.
This is the New Economy Initiative. Hear more stories about the small business community in Detroit at ingoodcodetroit.com or New Economy Initiative. Dot org.